Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It's The Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Savage. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm honored to be here. For those of you who don't know, I host the morning show on Michael's flagship station, KSFO in San Francisco, along with my sidekick and cohort, Katie Green. And it's great to be behind the microphone before you, the Savage Nation, once again. By the way, for all the latest news, go to michaelsavage.com. Latest news, headlines, you can subscribe to the Savage newsletter. Also, you can pre-order Michael's new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. In fact, here's where I'm going with this right off the bat. I'm just going to launch right now, and then I'm going to surprise you with something. I'm going to begin with this. Let's go back to January 11th. President-elect Donald Trump conceded, remember this? As far as hacking, I think it was Russia. But I also think we also get hacked by other countries and other people. Other people. Like Obama and the Obama administration, perhaps? Now I go back to the text because I'm reading something here, and I'm going to tell you where this is from in just a moment. It was a significant victory for the deep state in its all-out war against Trump and everything he represents. During the same week, this is back on January 11th, the intelligence community, together with its friends in the media, had trumpeted both the director of National Intelligence report on Russia hacking the election and the fake news story about Trump's alleged sexual misbehavior in a Russian hotel in 2013. This is the kind of pressure Trump is going to have to face day in, day out for the duration of his presidency. Now, folks, I just read you page 233 from Savage's new book, Trump's War. I mean, is there anything more timely than this? Am I trying to pitch a book here? Yes, I'm pitching a book. Because I've read all of Savage's many books, the political ones. I've read all of his many books. And can I tell you something? As opposed to his books on nutrition, but which I probably should read. But nonetheless, I've read all of his books. And as I was telling his producers prior to the show, this may not only be his best book, but I think it's his best written book. It's great. Trump's War, you got to go check it out. I'm going to be reading at length from this, because what Savage has to say about the deep state, I mean, he really allows you to understand what's going on here with this concept of the deep state. If you don't get it, just stay tuned, because I'll be reading this in just a moment. But beyond that, what he has to say about the Russians and the hacking, etc. It's amazing. What we have here is Trump's war, it's not only with the Democrats, it's not only with the left, but it's with people inside our government who are loyal to an ideology that is completely opposed to that which Donald Trump represents. It's frightening. That should be the huge story. And by the way, this anti-Trump press, they're going out of their mind. Trump, it's hilarious. Saturday morning starts tweeting at 3:30 in the morning. Again, just jump-starts the news cycle. And everybody is saying, his claim is unsupported. He doesn't show us any proof. Well, guess what? There have been numerous news stories on this issue floating around for a while. Just start connecting the dots. I know some in the media are taking great credit for all of this, but can I tell you something? There's been some excellent reporting on this going on for a while. This is wild. And yes, this is McCarthyism. That was one of President Trump's tweets. But people say, well, Barack Obama, he would never do something like this. One of the signature portions of the Obama administration is that we never did anything like this. And for him to point a finger at the former president of the United States. Okay, can I just go through a list with you really quick here on the Savage Nation? It's not unfounded that former President Barack Obama would wiretap Donald Trump during the election process. Listen, he was the top guy in the administration. His administration was conducting this hack, whatever you want to call it. You don't think he knew about it? And I say that because this has been done before. He knew about this before. In fact, all we have to do is go back to February 23rd. WikiLeaks released a list that was not, of course, trumpeted by the media in any way, shape, or form. WikiLeaks releases a list on February 23rd. A list of Obama administration wiretaps. Among those, German Chancellor Angela Merkel. I mean, folks, these are WikiLeaks. This is the real deal. It ain't fake news, but the fake news media likes to bury this stuff. Then you have another tap involving sensitive Italian diplomatic cables detailing how Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was imploring Italy's Prime Minister to help patch up his relationship with U.S. President Barack Obama. Then there was another involving top European Union and Japanese trade ministers. And there was another intercepted communique involving critical private meetings between the then French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Merkel, and the Italian Prime Minister, where the latter was told the Italian banking system was ready to pop like a cork. There are 23 examples you can find regarding this. 23 examples of the Obama administration tapping into communiques from high-level individuals as well as private individuals, private citizens. For example, Fox News' James Rosen. I mean, his movements and actions were tracked for quite some time. Reporter Cheryl Atkinson, who, by the way, is a very good reporter, used to work with CBS. In 2014, she said her personal computer and CBS laptop were hacked after she began filing stories about Benghazi that were unflattering to the Obama administration. And a source who checked her laptop said the hacker used spyware that would be akin to something that the government would be using. It's all out there. So don't sit there as pure as the wind-driven snow to, oh, Obama would never do something like this. Good Lord. So we're going to talk about this on the Savage Nation. We will also talk about, there's a lot of breaking news this morning. What a great day to be in the big chair here, I'm just saying. So we've got all of Trump's accusations towards the Obama administration and the hacks at Trump Tower. We have a new travel ban that's been issued today. And, of course, you know, the left is going apoplectic over this as well. But the bottom line is, it's a travel ban. It's been altered a bit. And looks pretty solid to me, although I like the first one. But this one looks solid to me. We'll get into the details of that coming up. We are told that a text of the Obamacare replacement bill is coming this week. I'm not in a hurry for this. Whatever these guys do, I want them to do it right. I want them to not screw this thing up. So take your time, guys. Take your time. Whatever you bring forth, just make sure it's really, really good. What I'd like to see is something being done about tax cuts. I mean, all Trump had to do last week in that address was talk about tax cuts, which he did. And anybody with a brain in their head, anybody with any money in the market, anybody with a 401k or an IRA, etc., would have known the stock market was going to go wild, and it did. Bring me the tax cuts. We'll talk about this. Over the weekend, there were rallies in, I think, 28 cities across America. These were pro-Trump rallies just put on by, well, I know the one here in San Francisco was put on by a Californian who's simply a patriot who just wanted to express his support for Donald Trump. This one, this Bay Area rally was at UC Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley. And let me tell you, I've seen the video. On our morning show this morning, we talked to a lot of people who were there. And all hell broke loose. And the really sickening thing about this, listen, I'm a pro-law and order guy, just like you are pro-law and order guys and gals listening to The Savage Nation. And I know a lot of law enforcement listens to this program, but I don't know what the heck was going on at Berkeley, because those cops were on stand-down mode while Trump supporters were getting the tar beat out of them. I mean, there was blood, women getting beaten. There was a person there who was a trans for Trump, pushed into a bush and roughed up. It was just sickening. But again, I just have to wonder, who gave the order for the cops to stand down? Well, it's at UC Berkeley. Wouldn't surprise me. Or could it be something worse? Was there actually a conspiracy? I mean, this is really serious stuff. So if you were at one of these many rallies around the country, especially if you were at the one in San Francisco, give the Savage Nation a call, because your description of what went down is going to shock a lot of people. The left is unhinged, absolutely unhinged. And again, this is all a part of Trump's war. So when we return on the Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in. By the way, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. When we return on the Savage Nation, I think what we're going to do is I want to launch into a section of Savage's new book, Trump's War. And the portion that I'd like to read is really poignant in that it speaks to this week. It speaks to this weekend. It speaks to the hacking. It speaks to the deep state. It speaks to the Russian issue, which, you know, the left's not going to let go of this. The Democrats won't let go of this. This is all they have. They got Russia, 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 Russia. They won't, and you know what? Maybe they'll never get it. They just keep going on with the Russia. Maybe they don't understand that they had a candidate who was completely unattractive. And I'm not talking physically. I'm talking about her message. What was her message? She had no message. Forward. What does that mean? Forward. She had no message. It was being run by a guy who I would say has some satanic issues. Just me. I've heard about the art that this guy enjoys. But Podesta, it was an old school campaign. That didn't work. A candidate without a message. And even though they tried to play as unfairly could possibly be, and even though they were likely tapping into Donald Trump's phone lines, etc., communiques coming out of Trump Tower, they still couldn't beat him. They still couldn't beat him, and they can't get over it. They can't get over it. So go ahead, keep throwing old Nancy Pelosi, my congresswoman from out here in San Francisco, up in front of the tube. Keep bringing Schumer up in front of the tube. That's the best you got. Great. You guys are so out of touch with reality. Savage Nation, Brian Sussman filling in. Dr. Savage, back tomorrow. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage here on the Savage Nation. I was going to, in this segment, I really should have looked at the clock a little better. I'm going to save it for the next segment. I want to read a portion of Savage's new book. And it's a chapter entitled Trump's War Against the Deep State. But it really speaks to what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. and what's happening with Washington, D.C., the former Obama administration, and the media, and how they're doing everything possible to try take down Donald Trump. So we'll do that in the next segment, because I really need the better part of a full, long segment to do this, and we'll have that afforded to us in just a few minutes here on the Savage Nation. I'm also putting a shout-out, anyone who was at any of the rallies, the pro-Trump rallies across America this weekend, I know there was violence, at least at the one in San Francisco. I mean, it was big league violence conducted by these agitators. And the description, I've seen a bunch of video. The description I can best give of some of this crowd, these were gang members. These were tattooed on the face and neck gang members. And these were people who were playing from a playbook that was very well scripted. And what was equally disturbing was the police at the University of California, Berkeley, did nothing. Nothing. What are the police for in these situations? To ensure that all the protesters are able to express their First Amendment rights. Speech, assembly, etc. And the cops did not aid in giving them a safe place to do that. They were literally standing on the sidelines watching Trump supporters get the crap beat out of them. It was really ugly. So if you were a part of that this weekend, please give us a call here in the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. So let's go ahead right now, because, again, we just have limits of time. I'm at the Savage website, michaelsavage.com. By the way, the story I just gave of examples of proven victims of many of Obama's wiretaps, that story's there. You can go to michaelsavage.com to see that. There's also a story here that I think is chilling. This is Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general. She came out with about a one-minute statement saying, we need more marching, we need more blood, we need more death on the streets. So she's encouraging these protesters to go out there and do whatever it takes. Take a listen to this. If you could, please play it, guys.
I know that this is a time of great fear and uncertainty for so many people. I know it's a time of concern for people who see our rights being assailed, being trampled on, and even being rolled back. I know that this is difficult, but I remind you that this has never been easy. We have always had to work to move this country forward to achieve the great ideals of our founding fathers. And that has been people, individuals, who have banded together, ordinary people, who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideals, who have made the difference. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. This is hard. Every good thing is. We have done this before. We can do this again.
These are words that are taken by the left to just go out there and do whatever you have to do. I mean, to me, this is chilling. That's Loretta Lynch, former AG. You know, the one who met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac to talk about grandkids and stuff, right? Yeah, that Loretta Lynch. All right, we got a lot to cover. It is always a pleasure, always an honor to get behind this microphone. Michael Savage is back tomorrow. In the meantime, Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation. Don't forget Trump's War. Trump's War. His Battle for America. The book comes out March 15th. You can pre-order it now at michaelsavage.com. In just a moment, I'm going to read a portion of the book that I think is so pertinent for this current news cycle. It's unbelievable. We were talking just a moment ago, if you're just joining us, there were rallies across the country, pro-Trump rallies. One took place at University of California, Berkeley, which is, this university gave us the hippie movement. And it's amazing how back in the day it was all about free speech, which is great. It was a little before my time, but by the time I got to college campus, my undergrad was at the University of Missouri. By the time I got to the University of Missouri, those days of free speech were beginning to dwindle on the college campus. But nonetheless, you'd see people up on a soapbox on a corner just popping off talking about anything, and that was cool. Nowadays, not so cool. You need group speech. You can't have individual speech. They'll tell you what to say. They'll tell you how to think. But anyway, at this rally at UC Berkeley on Saturday, it got violent. In fact, some of this can be seen at michaelsavage.com. And this morning on my morning program on Mike's flagship station, KSFO in San Francisco, we had people call in, some of whom had been subjects of the violence from the left. And this was a well-coordinated effort. But I think what Deborah has to say right now, and she's calling from the San Francisco Bay Area, Deborah's going to say something that I think is really important for us to hear. Deborah, thanks for joining us on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. I've been trying to figure out for a while how best to support Trump. I was not going to go to that rally. I was afraid. I knew there was going to be problems. So how are we supposed to support him? I feel like we're the silent voting majority here.
Well, right, and you know how it is. Let's be realistic. You know, there are the broadest swath of America voted for Trump in terms of the Electoral College. But you're from a liberal bastion, you know, the belly of the liberal beast, which is the San Francisco Bay Area. Deborah, you know how this works. You can't talk about who you voted for at your workplace, can you?
No, I don't know. And I live in a small community. I won't even say where I live because it's small enough that I'm afraid to say it.
So, see, I mean, so there are people listening on the Savage Nation, you know, I'm sure in certain parts of the country, hey, no problem, talk about Trump, wear your Make America's Great hat again, not a problem. In the San Francisco Bay Area, you just don't say anything. I mean, you go to the gym. I go to the gym. I just keep my mouth shut. I keep myself low on the radar. I just want to go there to work out. I don't want to talk politics with anybody because it's going to get ugly really, really fast. Even though I could win every argument, guess what? The shout down will be so horrific. You can't do it at your place of work. You can't do it in your neighborhood. You can't do it in social gatherings. You just keep your mouth zipped in this particular area. But, Deborah, thanks for your call. See, this is what's going on. This is what the left wants. They want you to be frightened so that you never vote for a guy like this again, because otherwise you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. You're an anti-Semite. You're a homophobe. You're a xenophobe, right on down the line, right? And if they can't do it that way, they'll say, okay, you show up at a Trump rally, we will beat the hell out of you. And is this any different than what is done in despotic regimes throughout history? I mean, look right now. How does ISIS do its bidding? They scare you. What does the word Islam mean? Submission. Submission. Islam does not mean love God. It means submission. Submission. And how do they get those to submit? Through scare tactics. Violence. Death and destruction. Yes, the radicals within that sect do. So it's no different with what the left's doing right now. You just heard from Loretta Lynch, the former AG, encouraging people to go out in the streets, bleed, die if you have to. It's going to be worth it. Although that'll be interpreted by the crazy people is make them bleed and cause them to die if you have to. So now we move on to this portion of Savage's book. I've got to read this to you. It comes out the 15th. It's, of course, called Trump's War's Battle for America. 14th, March 14th. You can pre-order it now, michaelsavage.com. This is from Chapter 12, Trump's War Against the Deep State is the name of this chapter. Title of this chapter, and then there's a subtitle, Did Russia Really Hack the Election? Okay, how perfect is this? So if you don't mind, I'm going to read this, and it reads just the way Michael communicates in a very easy to understand manner. So 2 weeks before his inauguration, Donald Trump was presented with an intelligence report, and by the way, all this is footnoted. This is all footnoted. This isn't fake news. This is real news. 2 weeks before his inauguration, Donald Trump was presented with an intelligence report claiming Vladimir Putin had directed a cyber attack with the intention of influencing the U.S. election. The report said the cyber attack did not target or compromise any systems involved in vote tallying, but did hack the DNC's email server and provide the infamous Podesta emails to WikiLeaks. So even if Russia did what the Democrats and the media say they did, not a single vote for Hillary or Trump was added or subtracted. So continuing. But buried in the reporting on the release of this report was an important detail. The version of the report released to the public, quote, lacked the evidence that intelligence officials said was included in a classified version, which they described as information on the sources and methods used to collect the information about Mr. Putin and his associates, end quote. In other words, Savage says, the public was provided with the conclusions the intelligence agencies drew, but not the evidence they drew them from. So Savage says, I can understand, I cannot dismiss out of hand the possibility Russia was behind the hacking of the DNC, but there is a lot of circumstantial evidence suggesting serious problems with that conclusion. The first clue came from Trump himself. By the way, I'm reading from Trump's new book, Trump's war is battle from America. So continuing. Immediately before reviewing the report, Trump tweeted, the Democratic National Committee would not allow the FBI to study or see its computer info after it was supposedly hacked by Russia. Trump was referring to a revelation that would be made public by FBI Director James Comey after the DNI report was released, that the FBI was not given direct access to the DNC server in order to investigate the claims of Russian hacking. Comey testified that the FBI had made repeated requests for that access, but the DNC refused. He said his agency had to rely on the findings of a, quote, highly respected private company in conducting its investigation. Now, Savage continues. If that already has you a little suspicious, just wait. It gets better. Do you know who the highly respected private company was that had sole access to the DNC server? It was a company called CrowdStrike, which was given $100 million by Google Capital to investigate Russian hacking of the DNC. And we all know where Google's political sympathies lie. The chairman of its parent company, Alphabet Inc., is a longtime Hillary Clinton supporter and Democrat Party donor. But it gets better. CrowdStrike was founded by cybersecurity experts George Kurtz and Dmitry Alperovich. Alperovich is noteworthy because cybersecurity is not his only interest. He's also a fellow at the Atlantic Council, a think tank that lists Ukraine in Europe among its initiatives. Can you believe this? Savage writes in his new book. The entire U.S. intelligence community may be relying on information provided by a private cybersecurity firm founded by an anti-Russian activist and funded by Google. And we're supposed to take this firm's finding at their word? Why wasn't the FBI allowed to examine the D.C. server directly and verify CrowdStrike's findings? I mean, folks, this is incredible. According to, now listen to this, according to William Binney, former technological director from the World Geopolitical and Military Analysis, according to William Binney, and that's his title, former technical director, World Geopolitical and Military Analyst, he said the NSA would know where and how any hacked emails from the DNC, HRC, that's Hillary Rodham Clinton, or any servers were routed through the network. Binney doesn't believe the DNC email server was hacked at all. He believes the evidence points to a leak inside the DNC. Folks, this book is so timely, and yes, I am making a big pitch for Michael on this thing, because it is truly a must-read, especially when he's talking about Russia, and as he talks about the deep state, which I'll get into a little bit later in the program, because a lot of you have heard Michael talk about the deep state, but he digs in and really gives a complete explanation of just how deep and broad it is, and I will share that with you from his new book a little bit later in the program as well, because this is what we're seeing. We're seeing the deep state at work right now in their efforts to take down members of the Trump administration and eventually go after Trump himself. This is incredible. Let's continue here on the Savage Nation. There are some callers who would like to get on the show. Let's go to Monty, KVOR in Colorado. Monty, you're on the air. Thanks for calling this. Oh, he's gone. Let us go. Say that again. Oh, good. A mic on. Oh, good. Good. So, Mike, you were at the Berkeley rally. Now, you know, this morning on KSFO, and you're in KSFO country out in the San Francisco Bay Area, I talked with a lot of people who were at this rally. Give me your experience, and thanks for calling the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you for having me. Nice to talk to you. I got there at the appointed time, which was around 2 o'clock or a little after, and I seem to have missed the first violence. I got just in on the tail of it, and I didn't realize, I think I probably saw it, but it was contained, and you had to be right up close to it to see the fight occur. And I saw the unfortunate old man who, in my opinion, has a civil lawsuit of massive proportion waiting to be filed. This man should sue for hundreds of millions of dollars for both the city and the university for failing to allow peaceful exercise of freedom of assembly and of speech and association. So I'm
well. That's a good one. Now, could you? That's the guy that was really bloodied, correct?
No, I'm thinking of the old man who was on the ground suffering respiratory difficulties because he'd
been... Oh, yes. No, it looked like, at first when I saw the video of that, I thought he was having a heart attack.
Well, that's the shirt of that man with the respiratory distress, with his hat, that should be on a T-shirt with the legend, who do we thank, Democrats, for this? Because this is a tragedy. And I was 50 feet from him, and I didn't go over to look because he was surrounded by this. But I think we have two approaches here. One is the legal approach. And there's so many ways that cities like Berkeley and the university are vulnerable that we should just sit back and count them all, because these people are going to get hit in the pocketbook very hard if we really take it seriously. Number one, the jurisdiction and the universities have an obligation to support freedom of expression, peaceful, safe conduct of business, and they're not. And they, the things we can get to them with are legal definitions of tenure, accreditation of the universities, access to student loans, tax treatment of contributions. The government has the ability to say that, listen, all universities that want these things must guarantee safe practice of freedom of speech. And this could be done without talking about Berkeley, but certainly Berkeley is going to have to change its business ways of doing business if it wants to, if you can enact laws that will block students.
I'm with you, Mike. Well said, well put. There are things that Trump could do to punish these people with money. Maybe that's the, you know, money talks, right? Money talks. But again, folks, this is serious stuff. And when you've got, for whatever reason, a police force standing down and not coming to the aid of those who are being literally beat up by the opposition, that's pretty serious. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation. Michael Savage is back tomorrow. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. This is The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation. We'll get back into the news of the day, and there's tons of it. You can go to michaelsavage.com for all the latest, but I'm reading a story here that I find hilarious. Barbara Streisand claims Donald Trump is making her fat. The legendary singer, 74, Twitter. I start the day with liquids, but after the morning news, I eat pancakes smothered in maple syrup. I don't get it. And how does that relate to Donald Trump? By the way, she starts the day with liquids. Is this like a Bloody Mary diet? What is this? Wasn't Rosie O'Donnell the one who said she was losing weight because of Trump? Another story in the news. TSA is warning local police about its new airport pat-downs. It's going to be a more invasive physical pat-down. I'm just wondering, in the pat-down process, are turbans and headscarves going to finally be removed? I mean, I don't believe TSA can do that. The pat-down thing, my colleague on my morning show in San Francisco is Katie Green, and she is, I think the young men would refer to as kind of a hot-looking chick. She always gets pulled out of line for the pat-down. Now, does she look like an imposing threat? I mean, seriously, she pretty much looks very Irish, and she's petite and well-built. She's pulled out of the line for one reason, because the guys want to do a pat-down her. Every time she flies, this is what happens to her. So new pat-down stuff coming from TSA. Morning show, MSNBC, Mika, little Mika. She said today, I had hope and an open mind. I'm losing hope, and my mind is closing. This presidency is fake and failed. No, your newscast is fake and failed. The entire news operation, MSNBC, CNN, CBS, NBCBS, ABCBS, right on down the line, it's all fake. And we've got some examples of that coming up in the very next hour. Hey, Brian Sussman here with you, filling in for Dr. Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Brian Sussman in for Savage. Savage back tomorrow. Thanks for allowing me to be with you in his stead. I'll try to do my best. Lots to talk about, and a lot of it has to do with the deep state. Michael's been talking about the deep state for a long time. What is the deep state? I'm going to read an excerpt from his new book. It's out March 14th, but you can pre-order it now at michaelsavage.com. He describes in detail the deep state, and that's what we have going on right now. And Trump knows it. This is a part of Trump's war. That's the book's title, by the way. Trump's War is Battle for America. This is a war. That Oval Office is a war room against the deep state. So let's just kind of summarize where we are here. Prior to June 2016, the Obama Justice Department and the FBI, they were considering a criminal investigation of Trump's associates and perhaps even Trump himself, based on concerns regarding alleged connections to Russian financial institutions. Nothing criminal came out of it. Rather than shut the case, which they should have just opened a shut case, done. Nothing criminal involved. Nothing to see here. Move along. But rather than shut down the case, the Obama Justice Department decided to turn it into a national security investigation using the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. So FISA allows the government, if they get a court permission, to conduct electronic surveillance, you know, wiretapping, monitoring email, that kind of thing. So they could conduct electronic surveillance against anyone who they allege are agents of a foreign power. Keywords, agents of a foreign power. So the FISA applications and the evidence that's produced from them are classified. Classified. We would not know about any of it unless someone had leaked it to the media. That, by the way, is a felony. This is the deep state at work. There are people inside the government leaking stuff. Some true, some not true. And by the way, just as a course of action going forward, friends, please take my advice on this. A long time ago, I got a degree from the University of Missouri. When the University of Missouri had arguably the finest journalism school in the country. They were just a great journalism school. And one of the things we were taught at the University of Missouri was never go to press. Never go on the air. Never include in your news story an unnamed source. It's crap. If the person won't go on the record, don't use them. Well, now everything's an unnamed source. So, I mean, put on your thinking cap, folks. I'm tossing those stories these days. That's fake news. But we continue. We continue. This is what Trump is up against. The deep state. So we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So Trump goes out and tweets on Saturday claiming that President Obama tapped his phones, which makes it more likely than not that Trump was actually being targeted for surveillance rather than merely mentioned in a FISA court application to tap his phone lines. They tried in June 2016. They couldn't do it. They were able to do it in January. Tap his phone lines. They were able to do it. Actually, more to the point, they started doing it in October because of a FISA request. So this had been going on in the run-up to the election and thereafter. I can't believe that Trump would just go out there and make these accusations unless he knew what was going on. And say what you want about the guy, but when it comes to Twitter, he's brilliant. He does more in 140 characters than most politicians could ever dream of. So on some of the morning shows on Sunday, let's just give you two examples. Here's Josh Earnest. the president's former spokesperson. Guys, this is going to be clip number two. He's asked by ABC News this week, Martha Raddatz, regarding the Obama Justice Department and whether or not they did obtain a FISA court order. Listen, I mean, that news has been out there for a long time, but here's how he answers the question. Listen to this.
Can you categorically deny that the Obama Justice Department did not seek and obtain a FISA court order?
What I can categorically deny, Martha, is that the White House was at all involved in directing or interfering or influencing an FBI investigation.
What I'm asking. What I'm asking can you deny that the Obama Justice Department did not seek and obtain a FISA court-ordered wiretap of the Trump campaign?
It was a cardinal rule. Here's the simple answer to that question is, Martha, I don't know.
I don't know. Listen, it's been reported very accurately. Breitbart has done an excellent job on this. And, of course, the media, the Obama administration, hate Breitbart. The same reason they hate Steve Bannon, because he was Breitbart. June 2016, there was a FISA request that was turned down. By the way, that's FISA requests are always, just about always given. It's almost like a rubber stamp, almost. So this request, uncharacteristically denied. October, FISA request. Obama administration submits a new, narrow request to the FISA court, now focused on a computer server in Trump Tower suspected of links to Russian banks. No evidence is found, but the wiretaps continued, beginning in October, right on through in January. That's the truth. You just heard Josh Earnest. I don't know. I'm not going on the record. I don't know. Now, listen to this. Here is James Clapper, FBI. He says something that's interesting here. He says there is no FISA court order to wiretap Trump, not to my knowledge. First he says, I can deny it. Then he says, not to my knowledge. Those are two different statements. I can deny it, and not to my knowledge are two different statements. This guy's wobbly as well. He's not willing to tell the truth. This is clip nine. Take a listen.
The FBI, for instance, had a FISA court order of some sort for a surveillance. Would that be information you would know or not know?
Yes.
You would be told this.
I would know that.
If there was a FISA court order,
yes,
on something like this.
Something like this, absolutely.
And at this point, you can't confirm or deny whether that exists?
I can deny it.
There is no FISA court order.
Not to my knowledge.
Of anything at Trump Tower?
No.
Okay. I'm just telling you, these Russian conspiracy allegations will continue to dog Trump until he gets a handle on the administration's opponents inside the government, inside the deep state. He's got to root out this faction. They're undermining his presidency purposefully. These are clearly holdovers from the Obama administration. And these intelligence leaks have been keeping this story alive, which is reprehensible. Felonies, although no evidence has emerged of actual collusion with the Russians to affect the election or anything else at this point in time. Unbelievable. So we'll move on. We'll talk about that. Phone number 855-400-7282. I want to go to Susan listening on WABC. Susan, we were talking about this in the first hour on the Savage Nation. It was a discussion regarding the riots, the beatdowns that took place at University of California, Berkeley, as Trump supporters were gathering at Berkeley and other cities across America to show their support for Trump. Instead, the left came, just these absolute attack goons, beating people up, pushing around old people and women. And so that got us into a broader discussion of just how in certain circles you can't talk about your political leanings if you're a conservative, and God forbid if you have voted for Trump. Thanks for calling, Susan. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. So it's so true. So, you know, I'm a public school teacher, and it is 100% the truth. If you support Trump, if you voted for Trump, if you even to the slightest degree indicate that, you know, you support some of, you know, his, you know, issues of what he's pushing, you will be ostracized. They will do everything in their power to basically destroy you. And I've seen it. I've seen careers destroyed of non-tenured teachers who, you know, speaking of social media, maybe expressed their, you know, support of Trump, and they will come after you. They will absolutely 100% come after you. And just one little funny thing. So, as a,
yes,
you know, we hold these mock elections,
right?
Oh yeah. Who do you think won on the mock elections? And these are little kids that voted, students. Trump.
I've heard stories like that, and again, they reflect the voice of their parents in so many cases. And he did win, of course, the electoral vote, which is the most important thing. Susan, here's one for you. These beatdowns that occurred Saturday at the University of California, Berkeley, with these well-organized goon squads beating up Trump supporters. The lead organizer for this particular movement in the San Francisco area is actually a middle school teacher. She's a middle school teacher named Yvette Falarca. There's actually video of her engaged in beating up Trump supporters, and yet she's still allowed to teach at this middle school in the Bay Area. Can you believe that?
I absolutely can believe that, because I know of people that expressed their support of Trump, and they did everything in their power to get rid of that person. They saw, and you know, it would be even other teachers, you know, that would say, that would just not even talk to you. If they knew from your social media feed that you were a supporter of Trump, that would be it. Your relationship was over. I mean, it's unbelievable that you can't even express your political beliefs. There's
no
teachers, you know, are supposed to have, you know, more First Amendment rights. There is no such thing. No such thing.
Susan, I'm glad you're in the classroom. It sounds like a good teacher that we can trust to teach our children well. Susan, all the best to you, calling from WABC, New York City area. 855-400-SAVAGE is the number. So we've got a number of other things we'll be talking about. There's a CNN fake news story. In the next segment, I don't know if you've seen this or not. this is the most outlandish piece of garbage journalism I've ever seen. I will describe it to you coming right up. We'll take your calls as well. Don't forget michaelsavage.com for all the latest news and headlines, and to subscribe to the Savage newsletter. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman in for Michael Savage. Savage back tomorrow. We're going to be reading a portion of his new book out, Trump's War, His Battle for America. It comes out March 14th, but there's a portion of the book I want to read that is so timely given the day's news. One of the things we're just talking about, and we've got some callers that I think would be appropriate for this moment, these Trump rallies across America, pro-Trump rallies that took place Saturday. One was right here in the San Francisco Bay Area, where I'm speaking to you from. It was at the University of California, Berkeley, and it turned into a just absolute beatdown. A goon squad. Goon squads from the left were brought in, probably paid agitators, certainly well-coordinated, and it got ugly. In fact, there's some video up at michaelsavage.com. Let's go to Scott at WABC. Scott, we were also hearing from members of the Savage Nation who have really seen the impact on the job because they're a Trump supporter, getting ostracized, maybe even losing their job. Scott, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me. I'm a school principal, and I've seen it absolutely firsthand. I'm a Trump supporter, and you can't even make any notion of it at all. In the workplace, I work about 40 miles from New York City, you know, in a sort of a city setting. And even the day after the election, we got talking points on what to say and what we can't say. And it was like going into a funeral into work, with my fellow principals, that you could not even give any hints that you were at all in the Trump camp. Even after Betsy DeVos was confirmed, or after the travel ban, a lot of these larger education advocacy groups, they issue policy statements on their sadness, on what to do, and there really is no room for a dialogue. Even I've tried to have a subtle dialogue, and there's even no room to even have a conversation about anything to do if you're even a Republican or a conservative-leaning school administrator, even when I was a school teacher several years ago.
Wow. Oh, Scott, it's just a shame where we are at this point in time. and the left, they've got the fangs out. They're not backing off. This is why we need to stay strong. And it's not just Trump's war and his battle for America. It's the Trump supporters' war and their battle for America, for their families, for their jobs. Scott, thanks for your call. I want to go to Mike. Now, Mike is, he's with the University of California Berkeley College Republican Club. And Mike, were you at this pro-Trump rally on Saturday? Thanks for calling.
Hi. No, I wasn't at the rally itself, but I can tell you that that it's been consistent on our campus. It's not just a repression of speech through shaming or through other things like that. There's actually physical violence done against us. We had, I don't know if you heard or reported about the Milo event.
Yes.
Violently shut down. I was actually one of the organizers of that. And we had, the day after, one of our members was walking around campus with a Trump hat, and he was walking by the street, and an SUV pulled up. We got it on video, and two guys jumped out and started beating the crap out of them.
Wow.
And there was also some guy came up, he posted a Twitter poll beforehand asking people if he should destroy our sign. Then he came up, and we had this sign we've had for years, came up, took it, started breaking it apart. It was a nice wooden sign.
I saw the video of that. I saw the video of that. Yep.
Yeah, and the thing that really gets me and really gets us is that you could see in that video they have no expectation of consequences. They anybody who goes and attacks the members of conservatives or libertarians on any college campus these days, they believe that nothing will happen to them.
And, you know, generally speaking, Mike, and I appreciate your time, we got to cut you off just for sake of time on the Savage Nation. You're exactly right. That's just what's happening. Oh, we've got so much more to talk about. Unfortunately, we've got some time to do it. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You say that no Obama staffers have been involved in leaks.
Martha, what I can tell you is that the men and women of our intelligence community are patriots, and these are professionals who have served presidents in both administrations, and they took an oath to protect this country and set aside their own political views, and that's what the men and women of our intelligence community do. And they should be lauded for that. They put their lives on the line to keep us safe. They deserve the support of the administration. They deserve the support of the White House. They don't deserve to be attacked or accused of having a political motive.
Hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's Josh Earnest. Boy, what a great... You know, these people are snakes, the way they are. Do they ever go home at night and just think to themselves, wow, I lie for a living? Do they ever... Or is their moral compass, it's not even broken. There is no moral compass. How can you wake up and look yourself in the face, look yourself in the mirror every day, knowing that that face is the face of lies? And this is the deep state. This is the deep state at work. So Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation. Michael's back tomorrow. Savage has the new book out called Trump's War, His Battle for America. The book is out. March 14th, you can go to michaelsavage.com right now and pre-order a copy of the book. I've been reading Mike's books from the very beginning. My history with Savage goes back to the mid-90s when he first started on the radio in San Francisco. I was working TV back then, and I would listen. He had an evening show. I would listen to him on my way home at night for dinner. And there was nothing like it in San Francisco at the time. And San Francisco's always been a pretty decent radio town. But he was new and he was fresh and he was exciting. And he started, you know, writing books along with his radio show. And I think the first book may have been Liberalism as a Mental Disorder. I can't remember because he writes so many books. But the point is, I've been following Michael Savage for a long time. And now I host the morning radio show at his flagship station, KSFO, in San Francisco. And I should just say, as an aside, it's pretty hilarious. Because the Savage Nation, you know, I'm speaking to the Savage Nation right now, you guys love Michael. And so many of you listen to him via KSFO.com on the stream there. And as such, it's caused that radio station to have, like, the largest streaming audience in the country for a local station. It's wild. And so I love the Savage Nation, and getting behind this microphone is a treat. But, all that said, I'm reading from chapter 12 of the new book. So this chapter is entitled Trump's War Against the Deep State. Now, you just heard Josh Earnest, the president's spokesperson there, Obama's spokesperson. There would never be anybody. These people are great folks within the bowels of whatever he said. He's lying to you. Folks, what's happening is the intelligence community, together with its friends in the media, are going after Trump. They are going after Trump big time. There are people, well, let me read from Savage's book. He just sums it up beautifully. Every 48 years, Americans elect a new president, who then appoints a cabinet and a host of other officers to high-level jobs running the federal government. If the new president is from a different political party than the one who preceded him, the average voter believes everything will change. In reality, very little does. That's because the president doesn't replace the vast majority of the 1.4 million civilian government employees. Most of them are career people who serve under multiple presidents from both major parties. They get a new boss every three or four management levels above them in the chain of command, but they go on doing their jobs the same way for the most part, regardless of who wins. Savage says, I'm not suggesting anything sinister about this per se, but then he goes on. And he talks about the intelligence agencies, the Defense Department, other key agencies. He says, it's this entrenched class that is the deep state. Many people define the deep state as merely the layer of federal employees that Savage describes here, especially in defense and intelligence. But Savage says here, but I define it more broadly to include the connected business interests, including defense contractors and financial speculators, their lobbyists, consultants, the social engineers, and the media. The media are an especially important component of the deep state because they manufacture tacit consent to the globalist plans. That's what you just heard from Josh Earnest. I mean, he is the former media spokesperson for the Obama administration. And whatever he says is deemed as being the real deal, according to the media, because they're in collusion with one another. It's a conspiracy. So under Obama, over the last 8 years, the deep state, the federal government, veered so far to the left, Michael writes, that it caused significant damage to American interests around the world. But the ideological framework remains. Washington is still dominated by globalists who seek to turn America into a European social democracy domestically and an empire internationally. An empire run by globalist elites, Michael writes. Multinational corporations and international bodies of bureaucrats. Within such an empire, now this is so good. From the day Savage got on the air in San Francisco, it was borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. That was it. That has been his mantra. That has been his mission statement from the very beginning. So this is his wheelhouse here. So listen to what he says in the new book, Trump's War. He says, this is an empire, this deep state, an empire run by globalist elites, multinational corporations, and international bodies of bureaucrats. Within such an empire, national borders are an impediment to progress. I'm going to repeat that. Within such an empire, national borders are an impediment to progress, as are the cultures of the various nations within them, including our own. The American culture, with its historical emphasis on individual liberty, free enterprise, Judeo-Christian morality, stands in the way of the progressive globalist vision. Now let's stop for just a moment. Trump has never been a part of this clique. He's never been a part of it. He's never been a part of this, of the global elites. To the best of my knowledge, he's never been to Davos. To the best of my knowledge, World Economic Forum's not something he's interested in. He doesn't go to the Bilderberg meetings. He doesn't come to San Francisco for that crazy group that meets up in Marin. I can't even remember the name of the operation. It's on the tip of my tongue. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Don't call. We don't need to go there. But the bottom line is, he's never been a part of that. And now he's president of the United States. And these groups depend on the president and the administration to have their back. So he talks about building a wall. They go absolutely ape bleep. They go nuts. He talks about building a wall because national borders to this group are an impediment to progress. George Soros has the Open Borders Society. And the whole idea of American culture. And I'm not talking about rice and beans. I'm talking about individual liberty, free enterprise, Judeo-Christian morality, and Judeo-Christian rule of law, if I might, stand in the way of their vision. This is exactly what Savage is talking about in the new book. Now, let me continue. Again, reading from chapter 12. Where American values include individual liberty, free enterprise, and Judeo-Christian values, the globalist culture includes collectivism, multiculturalism, managed corporate trade, and hedonistic sexual freedom. We can have a philosophical argument about whether one set of values is better than the other in the abstract, but this much is clear. They cannot coexist. They are mutually exclusive. Moreover, Savage writes, history has shown that one of them works and one of them doesn't. Now, I stop for a moment and digress. What is a conservative? What is a conservative? Well, let's talk about what a liberal is. Liberalism is an ideology. It's an ideology. It's the very ideology that looks at people like Karl Marx and says, you know, he had some really good ideas, just hasn't been implemented properly yet. Let's give it a shot. We can do this. No one's done it right yet. We can do this. The conservative has a worldview based upon history. And we look at what worked and what didn't work. We look at the stuff that didn't work. We say, you know what? Not going to do that. Hey, this has worked. This has worked. We can do this. Might be able to make it a little better. But the stuff that hasn't worked, we don't even want to go there. And that's why Karl Marx, by the way, said, history means nothing. Because he has an ideology. We have history. We have a history as our wonderful library. It's a library. You can look at all the volumes. Look at what's gone before us. This worked, this didn't work. Don't ever want to go down that road. History repeats itself. We need to be very careful. So going back to Savage's text, moreover, history has shown that one of them works and one of them doesn't. The dustbin of history is full of multiculturalist empires that succumb to economic elitism and rampant hedonism before collapsing. The Roman Empire is only the most obvious example. So that's what Trump writes. That's what Savage writes in his book, Trump's War is Battle for America. Go to michaelsavage.com. Read all about it. So that comes out March 14th. So let's continue here. Let's talk to Jimmy, WABC. Jimmy, thanks for checking in. Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. You're on the air.
You know, it's been a long-term goal for several decades of the communists to discredit the FBI and the CIA. And now the communists and the Democrats, which are basically the same thing now, are successfully discrediting the FBI, the CIA, and they're trying to bring down Trump, who wants to save America. This is going on right before our eyes. You know, there's a group of whistleblowers that from within the U.S. government and also from within the communist movement who are exposing or trying to get out to the public a lot of what's going on that most people don't know. So they put out an excellent film, The Enemies Within. You have people in that film that were undercover in the communist movement. You have people in that film who were in the U.S. government. And it's really put together well. In fact, I'm in that film, too, The Enemies Within. And, you know, Gus Hall, something to reinforce what you had just said. Gus Hall, who was the leader of the American Communist Party, said the best way to help the cause of communism is through the liberal wing of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. And this has been their goal, and thanks for your call. This has been their goal for the longest time, and they're long-suffering. They're not thinking weekly, monthly, quarterly. They're thinking years down the line. So now you got all the hippies from the free speech movement back in the day putting on Brooks Brothers suits, and the ladies wear their little outfits, and they become the politicians. And they're running the whole show, and their tactics have changed, but their goals haven't at all. Now, we've got more to talk about, including that CNN fake news story that I teased about a half hour ago. This is just unbelievable. Plus, more of your calls, of course, on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. We'll also go through some of the other headlines in the news, because there are many of those as well. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage. Savage is back in the saddle tomorrow. Interesting, isn't it? I'm looking at all the headlines this morning, looking at them this afternoon, and for some of you, this is already this evening. I'm out here on the left coast, broadcasting from Savage's flagship station, KSFO. Headline, Trump offering no evidence, says Obama tapped his phones. No evidence, no evidence. Well, how about this for evidence? Let's just look at the New York Times, January 20th. Front page, wiretapped data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. They were examining Russian ties. So if they're examining Trump aides, that means that they were tapping Trump Tower. And if they're tapping Trump Tower, I can't imagine that they would select out of the equation Donald Trump. So when Trump says Obama tapped his phones, seems like that's a bit of evidence. Oh, but Barack Obama would never do something like that. Well, don't you think that members of his administration would? He gives the wink, wink, nod, nod. He comes out cool as a cucumber, clean as the wind-driven snow, and these guys are doing the dirty work for him. He's the top cop. He's the lead dog. Oh, Trump, no evidence. You don't think this guy reads? You don't think he has advisors? This is the New York Times, Friday, January 20th, wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Okay, there you go. Don't have to be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon or a rocket surgeon to figure that one out. The biggest fake news story, this is CNN on Friday. They've got this footage. It's footage into the Oval Office taken, I guess, across the street with a super telephonic lens. They're looking into a window of the Oval Office, and there you see Steve Bannon, and they're saying it's a tirade, a ballistic tirade. They're saying Trump erupts into a ballistic tirade against Steve Bannon and other senior advisors. And they're saying in this CNN story, as they're using this shadowy video apparently taken into the Oval Office, they're saying that Trump was upset because of the firestorm surrounding Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recusal amid links to Russia. Folks, for all we know, these guys were talking about a pizza order. Okay, they could have been talking about, you know, the latest in terms of NC2A basketball. We have no idea what they were talking about, but they're using this footage in this phony story. That's fake news. You've come to the place for the real news, the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
An honor filling in for the doctor. Brian Sussman here for Michael Savage. Savage back tomorrow. You know, I'm looking at all the headlines. That's something we do in this business. Just peruse the internet, check out the TV monitors, see what everybody's talking about. And the left, Russia, 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 Russia. They won't admit that Hillary was a failed candidate. She ran a terrible campaign. John Podesta ran that campaign like a joke. They really just thought this was theirs to win. And they got beat despite the fact that they were surveilling Trump during the campaign. Oh, yes, they were. Yes, they were. And I believe Trump is right. Obama was tapping the Trump Tower. And I'm looking at all these liberal pundits all rolling their eyes as their conservative foe takes to the microphone or takes to the camera to say otherwise, rolling their eyes, laughing. But we just showed you the story here on the Savage Nation of the last hour. I mean, it's hilarious. So here's the March 4th edition of the New York Times. Trump, offering no evidence, says Obama tapped his phones. It's New York Times, March 4th. Headline, New York Times, January 20th. Wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Okay, there it is. That story's over a month old. You know, some of the other stories, if you just go to michaelsavage.com and you can see what's up, and you can also pre-order a copy of his book, Trump's War is Battle for America. I've read lengthy portions of the book today for you on the Savage Nation as I've been filling in, because it's just so darned timely. But some of the other headlines on michaelsavage.com, Trump signed a new travel ban today. He signed it. You know, it's amazing, and I'll tell you a little bit about it in just a second, but it's amazing. There are people that actually believe, foreigners have a constitutional right to come to this country. What? Sure, they have a constitutional right to come to this country. What? Here's Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, who's a really smart guy and is known to be a very honorable man. I know the left painting him out to be a demon, horns growing out of his forehead. Member of the KKK, the whole bit. Here's Jeff Sessions. This is from Fox News. Clip 13, please.
As President Trump noted in his address to Congress, the majority of people convicted in our courts for terrorism-related offenses since 9/11 came here from abroad. We also know that many people seeking to support or commit terrorist acts will try to enter through our refugee program. In fact, today more than 300 people, according to the FBI, who came here as refugees are under an FBI investigation today for potential terrorism-related activities. Like every nation, the United States has a right to control who enters our country and to keep out those who would do us harm.
Over 300 people who came here as refugees, currently under investigation. Over 300 people currently under investigation for potential acts of terrorism. They would want to do us harm. Something we talked about from Savage's book. I mean, he clearly shows us how the deep state, how the globalist elites, how they want to erase our border. They don't want a border. Everyone should be able to just move freely in and out of the, from wherever they want. This has always been a goal of the left. Because when you can destroy a border, you destroy a nation. What do they want at the end of the day? They want something more resembling a one-world government. So that's one story up at the Savage Nation. Another story at the Savage Nation has to do with the 28 rallies around the country, perhaps even more Saturday, that took place in support of Trump. I guess there was a huge one in Nashville. There was also one that wasn't necessarily huge by comparison here in San Francisco, actually across the bay in Berkeley. University of California, Berkeley, sometimes we refer to it as Berserkly, and that turned into an absolute beatdown. Trump supporters getting roughed up, beat up. There is footage at michaelsavage.com. terrible. We've got callers who want to talk about that on the line at 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282. Loretta Lynch, up at michaelsavage.com. We need more marching, more blood, more death on the streets. It would seem to me, we could play the clip, but why bother at this point? We played it earlier. But just to sum it up, she is encouraging people to go out there and be violent and justifies the means. We've also got government spooks. This is an interesting headline. Government spooks can use the mic and camera on Trump's phone even when it's off. Folks, do you know how this works? Have you ever looked at your smartphone and noticed all of the apps on your phone that have asked you to turn the mic on? All of these apps have the ability to listen to what you're saying, even when you're not using the telephone for communication purposes. It's just like the story that was out, it was a few weeks ago. Samsung put out a notification. I mean, you get a new Samsung Smart TV. I don't know how many of you have Samsung Smart TVs, but I've got several of them. And wonderful devices, super cool, convenient, really neat. The bottom line is, when you are setting up the television, there are a few times that you press the accept button, just like you do whenever you download an app, just like whenever you get a new computer, new phone, etc., accept a new piece of software, accept, accept, accept. We never read what the accept is all about. We never read it. It's too long. I don't have time for this. Yeah, I'll accept it. Everybody's doing it. I'll do it. Samsung comes out with a notification a couple weeks ago to let us know that anything you say in front of that TV is being heard, so to speak. It's being collected and sold to a third party. That's all in their disclosures. Your voice, the things you say, are being collected, and that information is being turned over to a third party. So that's what a lot of these apps are doing as well. Go to your phone, look at the microphone feature, whether you have an Android or an Apple, just go ahead and look. All of the apps that have your microphone on. Why? Because they're using your information a number of ways to either sell you stuff or sell you to other people so they can sell you stuff. So it's all true. Another story up at michaelsavage.com. The list of more than a dozen proven victims of Obama's many wiretaps. So when the left is out there, oh, Obama would never do something like this. Well, of course, you fools, we understand he's not the guy putting on the headset. Oh, listen in here. Let me tune this in a little better. No. He's got everybody in his administration doing it. And now they've set up a war room to go after Trump because they don't like this. They want that office back in 4 years so they can continue the course of ruining America. We've got that story. Plus, I love that here's the picture on Michael Savage's website of him with Trump. So this is from like a couple weekends ago, right? So there you see Trump, right in the middle with the iconic thumbs up. there's Savage pointing at Trump, and there's Savage's son. Oh, this is good. All right, let's get to the lines. The phone number on the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. Let's go to Gary, WABC. Gary, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. You're on the line. Brian Sussman filling in.
All right, Brian, it's great to hear you on the radio, filling in for the great one out there, Savage. I'll tell you what, the media today, as we call the media, is really a public relations marketing advocate of the open borders establishment. People have to remember that the establishment, the open border people, will do anything to protect and grow the invasion of America. That means to lie, cheat, rob, steal, whatever they have to do to keep this invasion going on in America. They will do it. The best thing we can do from our point of view, everyone gets all excited, they get mad. If you stop legal immigration, stop illegal immigration cold, and you end race quotas, I promise everyone listening, the hard left, the open border establishment will be squealing like piglets on the way to the slaughterhouse. That's what you have to do. That's how you're going to fight it. They're never going to stop. I said years ago, the criminals in the street, they were the army of the hard left. I used to get hung up by talk show hosts saying, no way, no way. Yes, it is. They want to make you uncomfortable in your own country. Don't you realize it? Let me just tell you what the backbone of America is. The backbone of America is the American family. Because we say we have 50 states, we have cities, we have suburbia, outside parts of cities. No. Every neighborhood is made up of families. And when you destroy,
right.
Wait, can I finish? When you destroy the American family, you destroy the neighborhood. You destroy the neighborhood, you destroy America. America.
And Gary, what has been a goal of, because I'm with you on this. One of the goals of the Communist Party in America has always been the destruction of the family, the abolition of the family. That has always been one of their pinnacle goals, because they know, just as you aptly described, it's the heart of everything, the family. Gary, appreciate your call. There's a nice complimentary call to this. We'll just go to the other coast. Leslie calling from, listening on KSFO in San Francisco. So, Leslie, Gary's setup, I think, is a nice, Gary's call is a nice setup for what you want to talk about. Go ahead, please.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there was a great opinion piece in the Walnut, Wall Street Times today, and basically about white guilt and how this liberalism is founded on this. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read a couple sections that I think are really pertinent. It starts out, the title is The Exhaustion of American Liberalism, by Shelby Steele. It's an opinion piece. The recent flurry of marches, demonstrations, and even riots, along with the Democratic Party's spiteful reaction to the Trump presidency, exposes that modern liberalism has become a politics shrouded in pathos. Unlike the civil rights movements of the 1950s and 60s, when protesters wore their Sunday best and carried themselves with heroic dignity, today's liberal marches are marked by incoherence and downright lunacy. And then it goes on to say that white guilt is not angst over injustices suffered by others. It is the terror of being stigmatized with American old bigotries, racism, sexism, homophobia, and xenophobia.
Yep.
I think,
and that's Leslie, that's what they do, right? So if you're a, for example, Trump supporter, and you want to see America become great again, not just in our own minds, but in the minds of others in the world, they label you, just as you described, racist, sectist, homophobe, xenophobe, right on down the line. And it is, there's this white guilt that's being promoted in our colleges and universities in this country right now. And at the end of the day, I believe this is a plan by the left to essentially exterminate the white race. I mean, this is what's happening throughout Europe. I mean, guys like Buchanan have been writing about this for years. And that's what I believe they want to do here in the United States of America, because they see the white race as having been a scourge to the earth. That's what they see it. These are the people that brought you slavery. These are the people that brought you wars. These are the people that brought you. And I think this is a well-concerted effort to do just that. And so those who are, you know, living and breathing in this white guilt, they're basically committing cultural suicide. That's what I see, for example, in Germany. I can't describe it any other way. I get it. Every couple generations, some leader in Germany decides to screw up all of Europe. But this is bigger than that. What Merkel's doing, for example, in Germany right now with this crazy refugee program is absolutely going to exterminate the German culture altogether, as well as other cultures throughout Europe. But I think that's a goal of the left. Anyway, I appreciate your call. I've got to take a break. I'm running a little bit late here. Brian Sussman filling in on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman filling in for Michael Savage. He's back tomorrow, The Savage Nation. We were just talking with some callers at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, about where the left is taking this country. And again, isn't this interesting? It so ties into Savage's new book, out the 14th, called Trump's War. I'm just going to read a portion of it to you. Where American values include individual liberty, free enterprise, and Judeo-Christian values, the globalist culture includes collectivism, multiculturalism, managed corporate trade, and hedonistic sexual freedom. These values cannot coexist. They are mutually exclusive. I mean, that dovetails perfectly into that last caller on the Savage Nation. We were also talking, this was a MichaelSavage.com story, about it's an intriguing title. It has to do, a headline, I should say, government spooks can use mic and camera on Trump's phone even when it's off. Folks, this is, I'm not sure about Trump's phone, but I can tell you your phone is being used even when you're not talking on it. All you have to do, and I just got this from my colleague on the morning show I host out in San Francisco on KSFO, Katie Green. She's our millennial who knows how to do everything. Go to your settings. This is on your smartphone. Just go to your settings. Then go to privacy. Then go to microphone. And you're going to see all the apps using your microphone. And you're going to look at these apps and say, okay, and so why does Facebook need my microphone? Why does this particular program need my microphone? Just go, I'll walk you through this again. So I think it's really important. Go to your settings, then to privacy, and then to microphone. Settings, privacy, microphone. And you are going to be stunned and amazed when you see all of the apps on your phone that are using your microphone. So there you go on the Savage Nation. We're going to talk about the new travel ban. I've looked at the details of this. We'll tell you how it's different from the old travel ban. We'll do that in just a couple moments here on the Savage Nation. Also, the other story in the news has to do with this Trump tweet over the weekend, the tweets involving his lines being tapped, Trump Tower being tapped. We've got more news coming in this morning, and the left is just losing their mind over this, and I believe this is one that they're eventually going to lose altogether. But will it stop them? I think not. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation. More to come. We'll also read a few excerpts from Michael's book, Trump's War is Battle for America. Brian Sussman filling in on this, the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Brian Sussman, and for Dr. Michael Savage on this, the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, that's the phone number, 855-400-SAVAGE. We've talked extensively this morning. I should say, I constantly do that. This when I have the opportunity to host this program. I make this morning references because I host a morning show. So, and I probably hang up on callers by saying, thanks for calling KSFO. I apologize. It's just ingrained in my mind. But when I get the opportunity to fill in for Michael, I love it. Absolutely love it. Michael's back tomorrow, and I can't wait. I do have an advanced copy now of his new book, Trump's War, His Battle for America. I've read extensively from that this morning because it's so timely given all of the Russia news and given all of the leaks. And I don't know how Donald Trump is going to turn this ship around, because when you think of the 1.4 million people who work for the federal government, a lot of these are career people. So you don't have to worry about the person delivering your mail, but you do have to worry about the people in Intel and the State Department, etc. And it's just amazing to me how the media won't report on the fact that this stuff is being leaked from somewhere. And then I'm also stunned and amazed, but not really, by the mainstream media that's constantly using unnamed sources, which is garbage. See, the media has a motto, and I know this because I've worked in the media at the highest levels for many, many, many years. And one of the mottos behind the scenes is you need to learn what facts to leave out of a story. See, that way you can always say, oh, no, I'm telling the truth, of course. Nothing but the truth, so help me God. Although most of them don't believe in God. But the bottom line is, you need to know what facts to leave out. And that's what we're seeing here. It's an all-out campaign against Donald Trump because the end justifies the means. And he's upsetting the apple cart. And if he has his way, all of K Street's going to get closed down. Let's go to Chrissy. Chrissy's calling from KUGN. How you doing, Chrissy? You're on the Savage Nation. Brian Sussman filling in. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Good. So this is a little off topic. Sorry.
That's okay. I thought it was a great topic. That's why I wanted to bring you on.
Good. Okay. So I just wanted to share. My daughter is 6 years old and is in kindergarten, and they decided to put on a production of Aladdin. And she was so excited, wanted to try out. She got a role. And she was a penguin, which I thought was kind of odd. So it was a quick production. They put it on in a week's time. And so I didn't really know what was going on until I sat down and watched the play. And it was about these penguins who were lost in the world. And they found the desert. And all about how the people living in the desert had to be so accepting of these outsiders, had to share everything they had with them, and just let them be exactly who they are and not try to change them in any way. And when I watched this, I thought it was so disgusting, especially the timing of it with, Trump's immigration policies. And, my daughter loved being in the play, but I'm sitting there thinking, man, I should have known.
This is amazing. So this was basically a story about accepting the refugees.
Yes, exactly.
The bringing the little penguins into a country dominated by, let's just say for the sake of example here, porcupines. The penguins are never going to be porcupines. We need to let the penguins be themselves, and everything's going to be just fine. And whatever they need, we will take care of them. We'll supply all of their needs according to our riches and glory. Unbelievable. And these are 6 years old. Did any of the six-year-old even know what was going on?
Absolutely not. She was just happy to be a part of it, be a penguin. She had no idea. No idea. And
see, okay, this is where we've gone mad. Hey, Chrissy, all the best to you. I'm sure you're trying your hardest, but man, it's tough. It's tough. All elements of the deep state. That's why in Trump's war he defines deep state very broadly. And yes, it could include our educational institutions. Let's talk a little bit more about this. By the way, 855-400-7282 is the number, 855-400-7282. So the Trump travel ban, as long as we're talking about refugees, here's what you need to know. Iraq has been removed from the list. So the executive order still imposes a 90-day suspension regarding entry to the United States for nationals of several countries. Iraq has been removed from the list. So the new list is Sudan, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Yemen, and Iran. According to the New Deal here, the Iraqi government has agreed to increase cooperation with the U.S. government in regards to vetting travelers to the United States. Vet them, vet them, vet them. And then I want the refugees who just want to bleed red, white, and blue, who love life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay? The order also clarifies that foreign nationals from the six countries who already had visas as of January 27th will not be affected. The new order calls for a temporary suspension of all refugees from any country while measures are put while measures to better vet them are put into place. And the new order drops language regarding, quote, an indefinite suspension of Syrian refugees. Did you notice this is all temporary? So far, everything I'm telling you about is temporary. And the left goes nuts. 90 days. I don't know that 90 days is enough. I don't know that 90 days is enough for us to develop a system of a vetting that will ensure us that these people are going to be safe. Nonetheless, I digress. The new order still calls for temporary suspension of all refugees from any country while measures are being put in place to better vet them. According to the revised order, returning refugees are an exception. So a refugee that came here, went back to the old country, and is coming back, you'll be allowed back in. The new order makes clear that legal permanent residents of the United States of America are not affected. And by the way, this new revised order will go into effect at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on the 16th of this month. Okay. It sounds like we're moving the ball in the right direction here. But you know they're going to shop this around and try to find a judge somewhere who's going to try to put the hammer down on this one. Also in the news, here's Chuck Schumer. I don't have any doubt Obama's telling the truth when he flatly denied the wiretapping of... This is Chucky Schumer on Meet the Press. He's talking with Chuck Todd of Meet the Press. And he said Obama's flatly denied that he's ever been involved in any wiretapping. Take a listen to this, clip 7.
Well, look, President Obama has flatly denied that he has done this. And either way, Chuck, the president's in trouble. If he falsely spread this kind of misinformation, that is so wrong. It's beneath the dignity of the presidency. It is something that really hurts people's view of government. It's civilization warping, as Ben Sasse, a conservative Republican, called it. And I don't know if any president, Democrat or Republican in the past, has done this. It shows this president doesn't know how to conduct himself.
No, this president knows how to get ahead of the media and cause you guys heads, cause your heads to spin off. Chuck Schumer, just keep Chuck up front. That's fine. Keep Chuck up front. That's great. Chuck up. Keep Chuck up front. Keep Nancy Pelosi up front. If these are your spokespersons for all things having to do with the Democrat Party, I'm all for it, because the Democrats don't realize how out of touch these people are with the rest of America. Case in point, here's Nancy Pelosi. So Chuck Schumer, no. Barack Obama not involved. Here's Nancy Pelosi on CNN, clip 6.
Regardless of whether or not President Obama ordered such a wiretap, do you know if there was any such wiretap by the FBI or the Department of Justice?
Well, we wouldn't know that, but in fact, the very idea that President Trump is saying he wants his Justice Department to look into that, you don't look into something like that. In other words, President Obama flat out has said we have nothing to do with this. What the Justice Department is doing is another subject. I have no knowledge of anything of that kind.
It's just amazing to me. So how come somebody isn't just going to, you know, the paper of record, the gray lady, the New York Times? Again, March 4th, just a couple days ago, Trump offering no evidence says Obama tapped his phones. Okay, now we go back a little more than a month ago, January 20th, New York Times, front page, headline, wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump aides, examining Russian ties. Business dealings of campaign advisors are investigated. Okay, they're being wiretapped. It's been in the news. These stories have been popping up for some time now. Trump using those stories, and I'm sure some intel that he has received as President of the United States that he doesn't feel like or feel free to share. If he's saying it, folks, and if the Democrats are responding in this manner, you know that if anything, they're the ones who are worried. They're the worried party. They're the worried party that wants their power back. They're the worried party that is speaking on behalf or doing the bidding of the global elitists who want their power back. This man is upsetting the global elitist apple cart. But we digress, as we often do. Brian Sussman filling in for Dr. Michael Savage. Savage is back tomorrow. When we return on the program, I've got a nice review of Dr. Savage's new book, Trump's War, which we'll get to. Plus, if we can squeeze in some calls, we'll do that. Sussman here, filling in for Michael Savage on this, The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage.
Glassman, in for Dr. Michael Savage here on the Savage Nation. Savage is back tomorrow. Let's go to the lines, 855-400-7282. Tim checking in from the San Francisco Bay Area. Tim, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Hey, listen, I just want to keep this brief. I think it might be a good time for President Trump to start maybe a weekly fireside chat where he's talking directly to the human, not to the human, forgive me, to all of the people. There's such a polarization right now between the left and the right. The fact of the matter is that I'm traveling down the highway with hundreds of thousands of other Americans, and we need to unify. And whether you agree or disagree, I think if he comes across letting people know that whether they agree with him or not, that his intent is to unify all Americans. When he says things like that in his speeches, it really resonates with people. And in the face of all this polarization and all this disagreement, all this stuff that's going on with Russia and wiretapping and left versus right, he needs to speak with the American people.
Tim, you're making a really great point, and I can tell you're truly sincere, and you have a real heart for this country, and I appreciate you being a part of the Savage Nation. But let's think about this for a moment. He did have a fireside chat of sorts, even though, by the way, here in California, fireplaces are being outlawed. I don't know what it's like where you live. And here in California, we have these ridiculous, unscientifically founded on junk science, these spare-the-air days, where literally, if you're caught burning your fireplace or wood-burning stove, you'll get fined. Oh, yeah, and they've got these little smoke cops driving around the neighborhoods. I'm not making this up. So fireside chat. But nonetheless, he had a chat like that last Tuesday night. It was his first address before a joint session of Congress. That was a beautiful speech. And it was a unifying speech. A unifying speech. And yet, look what was happening. The Democrats sat on their hands, even for lines that should have gotten a wonderful, glowing response, applause, standing ovation, etc. Like, for example, when he was talking about, you know, our friend Israel. My God, the Democrats, who have a huge Jewish base, they wouldn't stand. He had many unifying lines in that speech that were so brilliantly crafted, and they wouldn't stand. The division is so, so deep. Well, one of the ways we could fight back is becoming armed with the truth, and the truth is what you'll find in this book, Trump's War is Battle for America. Tony Sadar has an excellent piece at American Thinker that was forwarded to me by Michael's producers. And I've known Anthony Sadar for some time, really super guy. But he describes the book as a no-holds-barred, hands-on guide for patriots to follow if they want to see America safe, strong, prosperous, and free from tyranny. The book, he writes, concludes with a restating of Savage Solutions, which introduce each of his 13 chapters, starting with a chapter 2, Trump's Economic War. The 42 succinct, reasonable solutions include cut taxes, hello, unshackle American corporations, yes, and its citizens. Immediately rebuild infrastructure through private investment. Mandate insurance availability for individuals across state lines. Huge. Destroy ISIS. Yes. And then leave the Middle East, please. Fund research by global warming skeptics. Hello. And shield religion from persecution by passing the First Amendment Defense Act. That's all in Trump's War, and that's a wonderful piece, an American Thinker, written by Anthony Sadar, otherwise known as Tony. It's been a pleasure, my friends. I always love getting behind the microphone whenever my schedule avails. Michael, fortunately, is back tomorrow. Thanks, my friends, all you deplorables, on this, the Savage Nation. Hey!